Hello, everyone. This is Ron Amatron. I'd like to welcome to our BBS Internet Radio show today. And we'll be doing some healing work at the end of the session here on board the Creation Lightship. And today we have our special guest again, Sylvia Joy. And she's a wonderful practitioner. She's our co-host, and she's involved with health and wellness, doing consulting work. So you want to come on board, Sylvia?
Sure do. Hi, Ron. So happy to be here today. It's such an honor and a privilege to be part of these wonderful healing broadcasts. And I want to tell you each time that I...
So we're back on the air. Something happened here. Don't know what. Must be some cosmic energy that's coming our way. So anyway, I'll have Sylvia come on. And like I said, we're going to do some healings at the end of the session here. And we'll have a wonderful evening here. And also, get your glass of water ready. And scroll onto my down on my homepage, and you can see the beautiful light beam. We'll have her activated during the show here, so you can get ready for that. So get your glass of water, and we'll be doing some charging a little ways into the show here. So Sylvia, like to come on here?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, great. Yeah, last time I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me for some reason. But I'm here. And I'm so happy to be here. It's really an honor to be here, and I get so excited every time we're going to have a broadcast because I learn so much from asking you questions and hearing your answers, and then I look forward to the healing sessions. It's a highlight for me in my week, so I'm very happy to be here, and I want to say a very warm hello to all of our listeners and say thank you for being part of this wonderful experience with us. And today we have a great subject, the subject of ascension. And I'm going to be asking Ron questions about that and hope that we all learn a lot from him today. And so stay with us for those questions and for the healing session. So to get started, Ron, to lead us into the subject of ascension, can you start out by giving us kind of a primer on what the Creation Lightship is and why it is here helping us on Earth at this particular time?
Yeah, so the Creation Lightship is creation energy itself. It surpasses all human beliefs here of the creation process, like we were told in the biblical sense. It's a creative energy force. It was created by the one source energy, and then that one source energy divided itself in two for the reflection to see itself, a mirror of itself, and then from there created 12 energies. And the 12 energies then split into 12 other energies so they could have their own reflections. And then from there they decided they needed a place to do manifestations from. And so they created what we call here on Earth the Creation Lightship. And since we go on this lightship, and it does travel throughout time and space to the whole universe, it has similar terms like we'd use down here as 3D terms like UFO phenomena and things like this here. So it does travel. It is a spaceship in a sense. It can materialize instantly anywhere and then also disappear. So, but mainly its role is to help us through the ascension process and the planet. So basically what it does is since creation had to keep track of its creations, it had to figure out a way to do this. So they decided to put in place what we call the universal shift. And this happens every 2,000 years. And so what happens is the whole universe becomes dematerialized instantly and then reforms itself again. And it's a way that everybody can advance through their own evolution into another dimensional frequency if they would like to do that. Again, it's free choice. So all the planets have a choice to move into another dimension along with ourselves. And here on our planet, you know, we look out through telescopes and see the different stars and galaxies, et cetera, and we assume that, you know, they've been there for a long time. And they have been created for a long time, but they may be a whole new life form. So all we have is our current technologies here that we sort of believe is true. And it's a way that we can formulate and theorize how things work. But every 2,000 years, everything is dematerialized and it starts over again. Whether or not it takes the same form depends on the spirit of that planet or energy system that the spirit is involved with. So basically right now, we're in an end of a cycle. People talk about the 2012 cycle. Things are going to happen then. It could happen sooner. Remember, prophecies are not in the now, so they're just a prophecy. But everybody has a sense of the energy is changing very quickly now, and people are becoming more enamored with spirituality, trying to find out the way to become more spiritual when really it's inside of you. Everybody looks outside of themselves typically to find something, but, you know, just only look inward and you can find all that you need to know. But aside from that, the ascension process is allowing the planet, which is what the lightship works with, and we're just a life form on the planet, so we are able to go with the Earth spirit if we choose to at the end of this universal cycle, which is coming to a close here. And so what happens is everything, like I said, is dematerialized, just like we are going through the same process moment by moment. Remember, we're a vibration, and all vibrations are turned off and on and off and on. And then you can go one step further and say that we're a hologram, or that we're created by these energies, and they form a physical density by coming together. But aside from all of that, just look at the process that we have a choice now to allow our physical body to transcend this dimension and go into another one. And this is what the ascension process is. Your spirit, which is hooked up to the divine continuously always, will always go to where it needs to go to at the end of each cycle. Although, unfortunately, the dark side has taken care of us here, and we've been indoctrinated by false religious beliefs and theories. And so we somehow can't leave here because of these beliefs and also them holding us captive here. So after this shift, we're able to leave. So what happens is the reason why they do a shift every 2,000 years is because the darkness creeps into the light, and the darkness was not created by the light, so it's like an alien life form coming in. If you want to use a word like a cancer, it comes in, and it starts taking the light force from the light energy. And at that point, creation has to figure out a way to get rid of this darkness out of its creation so it will not be suffocated. And so every 2,000 years it does this. It's like a cleansing, and it cleanses the darkness out of the light, then it starts over again. And other dimensions which are higher than ours will have less darkness in them. So the Earth spirit has decided not to be in 3D any longer. It did two shifts of 3D for sure. The last shift, when it was supposed to shift into a higher consciousness, it decided not to. So the Earth spirit didn't want to terminate all the life forms on this planet, so it decided to do 3D over again. So by that, we are in a body now which is has 4,000 years of density instead of 2,000, and it's a little harder to, you know, understand your own consciousness. And the density is just so much here, and all the different belief systems. Remember, your body is made up of beliefs from your ancestors, and that's basically what happens. So when you talk about spiritual lessons that we really don't have, but people use that terminology, and they use the word karma, there's no such thing as karma outside of the earth plane here. Everything is at free will, and you're free to leave after each incarnation that you've been in. So you're a choice to come back or not here. You're locked in here by the dark side. So this is why they created the universal shift, to allow us to free ourselves from this low-density force field. So the Earth spirit decided not to go where there's duality. So there is duality on other dimensions, like the fourth and possibly the fifth, maybe higher, but it decided to go to the eighth dimension. So the Earth spirit, being a creative entity just like we are, has already created the new Earth energy that it's going to in the eighth dimension, and it's on the creation lightship. The original blueprints now are there. So when the universal shift happens, the Earth spirit is going to leave the Earth here and go to its new created life form that it's has created for itself to be inside of. And if we choose to go with the Earth spirit, we can go there. And this is what the creation lightship is doing, is preparing those people to move to this higher consciousness. And then you have, on the other hand, you have other ascension teachings and healings that are here that are brought forth by the Galactic Federation. And there are, if you want to use the word, our space brothers. And they're also on 3D and 4D. They'll be shifting too. But their teachings are more of a lower density realm. And they're planning to be taking people to maybe the fourth and fifth dimension where they're going to. So if you want to go up the Earth Spirit, you want to go to the eighth dimensional reality. That's where the Earth Spirit has already created its spiritual blueprint for itself. And if you want to go to just a dimension above us, you can. That'll be another spirit. The Earth will have a walk-in spirit, or maybe more than one spirit coming into it, just like we have here with people. People want to use the same life form, like our physical body, so they have a walk-in come into them, and then that walk-in takes over. So instead of destroying the Earth itself, they're going to just move it to a walk-in spirit, and then it'll happen at that point to a different consciousness. So assuming that that's the way it's going to be, I would guess that everything on the Earth will probably be pretty much the way it is now, just at a higher frequency. So any questions, Sylvia?
Well, that's a great scenario that you painted for us. It really helps us understand the whole process and what's going to happen. So I guess the next question would be on a personal basis for each of us that wants to prepare for this ascension. How do we do that? Is the light ship helping us when we go to these to the healing sessions on the ship for physical healing? Are they also preparing us or making it possible for us to ascend?
Yes, although it may take more than one time on the light ship. Ascension is not a simple process. Basically, what you have to do is clean your body out of densities. Remember, when you're first born, you're not in judgment. Your spirit's fully with you, and you still have the densities from your ancestors passed on to it. But, you know, all babies have this beautiful, vibrant, radiating energy out of them. Just go to any hospital or look at a newborn, and they have this glow around them. And then as you get older and you start moving around, parts of your spirit leaves you from the hard knocks of life here, being physically hurt, being spanked, having maybe shocks put into you, anything that causes physical pain, your spirit leaves. And then as you get older, you're probably about 20% left in your body. And then the other 80% is entities. And I always talk about this on every show. So what you want to do for the ascension process, there's two things happening. Number one, your spirit's leaving anyway. It's out of here. Okay? So it's up to you now to decide, well, you know, like myself, I'm talking to you, you know, and you're listening with your ears, okay? The part that's listening on your end is, do you want that life form to live? Do you want it to be terminated completely? Because it'll just disintegrate once the shift happens if you cannot hold a consciousness of a higher frequency. So it's up to you to decide, do I want to have my body terminated? Because your spirit's going to leave regardless. So two things will happen. Your spirit's going to leave, number one. And number two, is your body going to leave? Or is this going to be not formed again because it's not going to be another 3D reality? So this is kind of up to you. And is your body being prepared for 4D reality? Well, it's very possibly it could be, but you have to have your spirit in your body, okay? And so if you're not in your body, your poor physical body is not going to make it. And that's the basic teachings here, is to get into your body, because your spirit knows how to do that shift. If you want to go to a much higher frequency, then you can go to the light ship when I do these healings and do different sessions with me, if you wish, to clean yourself out so that you're more in your body. Remember, what I'm doing is what you should be doing all along for your whole lifetime. And in fact, in most planets, about 250 years before the universal shift, the parents are working on themselves, and they clean themselves out of emotional densities before they have a child. So now the child then is conceived in a much purer state. And so what's happening right now is that there's like a crash course going on, because if it is 2012 and we're 2007, you know, hello, that's only 5 years away. And so, you know, are you in your body completely to do this shift for your body? And your spirit will go anyway, so it makes no difference. People say, well, what about my children? What about, you know, my parents? What about this? What about that? Well, it's no big deal, you know. Your spirit's always going to leave, just that the life form that they're in will not, unless they happen to want to shift, and then they have to do the work themselves. So it's not anything that is that catastrophic, just that, and you're being turned off and on dematerializing continuously right now anyway. You may not know that, just that when they do the shift, you know, your life form will not go to another frequency other than what it is right now, and it'll probably just be dematerialized completely because this life form won't be needed. So it's up to you to shift your body. And so people sometimes don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm trying to make it very, very simplistic. You need to be in your body to do the universal shift. If you're in your body, that's all you have to know about. If you're in your body 100% or can get in your body 100%, then at that point you can do the shift. But you should be in your body, I would say, at least know how to get into it at least 90% of the way. And if you're only 20% in, then you don't have much hope for the ascension process. And that's kind of the way it is. The way the I look at it is as an ET doctor down here, looking from above, looking down, you know, the people on this planet have had 4,000 years to get ready for this shift. Okay? So, hello, you had 4,000 years, why aren't you ready? You knew about it for 4,000 years. It's been around. It's in consciousness here. It's just that the dark side somehow has blocked out the energies. But you still always had it. If you were to go inward to your spirit would tell you this. So this here to help your body heal. So your spirit always had the information, except where were you? Did you show up to talk to your spirit? And have you ever talked to your spirit? Do you say, Spirit, I want to talk to you, and have it talk back to you, or just use the voice inside of your head, which is not your spirit? So it's for me, it's a little frustrating on one hand hearing people talk or not understanding. There's thousands of books out there on spirituality, and very few touch on what I'm talking about, which is the most important thing. The churches should be doing entity releases on people. They should be teaching you how to talk to your spirit to get your own internal guidance, because it's part of the divine. And they should teach you not to go outside of yourself, to connect to energies outside of yourself, because you are the divine internally. But I guess if they did that, there wouldn't be any churches left, because they want you to go outside of yourself to another energy. And people call that God here, and that other energy is and has been created by the Galactic Federation to sidetrack us on our own spiritual growth here. And I'm sure that will probably raise some eyebrows up, but remember, everything is inward, and anything outside of yourself is just outside of yourself. And if you're psychic at all, next time you go to church, watch the people when they pray. They're putting out energy cords out of their head, out of their body somewhere, wherever their consciousness is residing. And it's not going to one central location. People think it's going to a God energy. And it could be many, many gods. Remember, Jesus mentioned that ye are gods. So it means everything is God. And so you're praying to something outside of yourself. You don't know where the energy is connecting. And you're giving something outside of yourself energy. And the dark side needs your energy to live on. So in that case, if you're connected to an energy outside of yourself, then you're feeding the dark side energy. God does not need your prayers, does not need anything for you, does not need any energy. The earth does not need your energy giving to it to help it do its ascension or anything else. The earth is more powerful than you are. The earth spirit is very, very dynamic. After all, it created everything that you look at right now, so it doesn't need your help. So just always go inward to get your own guidance. And this is the ascension process. So any other questions, Sylvia?
Well, that brings up a great question, which is for those of us who want to, you know, clear out the densities like you were talking about in a short order, because we probably don't have a ton of time to do it and we want to do that. What are the best ways to do that? What are some of the most effective or important ways to go about that you can help us with?
Well, the light shift does healings, and they do it through me. I'm the connection here for the light shift, and it takes about 1 hour to clear your emotional densities out of you. And if you had to do it yourself or have other people do it here, other modalities, it could take probably about 10 lifetimes to do one lifetime here. And you don't have that time, nor would you even do it anyway. So basically, what I do is just go through each year, and you're cleared. The light shift pulls up your complete database. It knows who you are, what you are, created you. It has the spiritual blueprint of your body, and it takes away the densities out of you in this lifetime. I do other clearings too, but the main thing is the emotional body. I do a feeling body, which is similar. I do a sensory body. I do a mental body. And I do a past life clearing. But the main thing is the emotional body, to get rid of the traumas in this lifetime that your body now is working with. Remember, your body will kill itself to get well. That's why people die, because you didn't get the lesson, the experience that your body was trying to show you. It's not necessarily a spiritual lesson, okay? It's a lesson of life. And your body is saying, gee, I have this blocked energy in me from my ancestors that maybe they thought a bad thought or some kind of limiting thought. Remember, it's all judgment. So judgment means that you're separated from the divine by your consciousness. So it means that you know more than the divine does, so you judge something. The divine always sees you as perfect. And so at that point, when you took on that belief, or your ancestors did, then it got stored into their body, and it got passed on to you in this lifetime. So you're working with all of the stuff from your ancestors, what they gave you as a gift, and your body now wants to live forever. So it wants to get rid of these densities out of it, and it's up to you to do that. And it's trying its best to do it, so what it'll do is, since we don't understand these densities, it will eventually set itself up to have physical pain and harm happen to it. Car accidents, fires, you know, just unfortunate situations because of blocked energy that's stored in the body. So it needs to get released. So it will figure out a way to do that. So that's kind of the ins and outs of it. You know, I charge $5 for each year of your life. If you're over 60, all those years are free. I don't charge over $300. And it takes an hour session, and you're a whole different person, because this healing does so much more than just clear your emotion. It heals your spirit of all the traumas in this lifetime. It heals your emotional body of the traumas, and it heals your physical body of the traumas. And the reason why we don't heal mainly is because we don't have enough spirit energy into our body, number one. Number two is our spirit's wounded from its densities that the emotional body imprinted on it. And number three, the emotional body has also taken away our energy for healing. Remember, the emotional body is an earth-based energy. It's not a high spiritual energy like your spirit. And so it needs life force energy to live on, so it will take away your healing energies. So that needs it to live on, and it works with densities. So the main thing is get your emotional body clear so you can move on in your life to feel better and happier and be in the moment. Remember, the light's only in the now. Anything that's not in the now is not of the light. So you have to remember that, because the light only works in the now.
You know, Ron, you said something very interesting a minute ago, that our judgment is what creates these densities, and that I believe you said judgment is a thought that separates us from the divine. And essentially, if the divine is seeing us as perfect, and then we're seeing, you know, we're criticizing ourselves or other people, definitely not seeing ourselves or others as perfect, then essentially we're going against the divine?
In a sense, yeah. We do have free will. Well, on the planet we don't have free will. They say we do. That's another trick by the Galactic Federation, to say that we have free will here. And you can see that we really don't, by the way things happen around us here. We're always controlled by something. But aside from that, yes, anything that is not in perfection, you see, the divine sees you. If you have a broken arm, you may say, man, this is bad news for me. I don't want to have a broken arm, and it may be painful, or I can't do different things. But the divine sees you in perfect harmony, because that's the experience that you created from your ancestors' beliefs, okay? And so that's what you're going through right now, is that experience. So it's not going to come up to you and say, you know, you have a broken arm, and you know, we know you shouldn't have one, but so we're going to fix it for you instantly. No, they don't work that way. They see you as perfect, whole, and complete. So whatever you do, whatever you create, and that was created by a situation, so it sees you as perfect 100% of the time. But it's our judgments of separating from spiritual truth which got us into trouble. And basically that was thinking that you know more than what the divine knows, and getting out of that energy of perfection. And the perfection energy necessarily is not oneness. People talk about oneness. There really is not oneness out there. That's a cop-out, too, by the teachings that are being brought forth now. Everything is created to experience creativity. And so if there was oneness, you know, you would be a rock, and you would also be a tree, and you'd be another person. You'd be somebody in jail. You could be a murderer. Well, that's not the way it is. You're created in oneness as far as the attribute of being a spirit. That's oneness. But to be in oneness with everything, you know, that's the big misconception here. We may be breathing the same air, but I am definitely different than anybody else on this planet, and so is everybody else listening. And so somehow people think that they're going to die and go into oneness. Well, you weren't created to go into oneness. Your spirit was created to go out to the universe and experience things. Even on the light ship, there is no oneness. Everything is created to do a certain task, a certain job, to be a certain energy. So everything is different. So the oneness is just strictly maybe a thought that we could have as far as that we are connected spiritually, okay, but we're not the same. And so people sort of slur those two things together. And there's no such thing as oneness as far as everybody being one. That's just a dark side belief to separate you out so you're not in full power, you see.
So it's more of an issue of wholeness rather than oneness. In other words, we release judgment, we go inside, we connect to our own spirit, and we're wholly with and in our own spirit as we were created to be, so that we can go out and experience and create and so forth. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's it, because everything is created from the source, from the creation light ship, and you are created with that spirit energy, but it's not in oneness. It resonates to itself. It resonates to the divine, but it's definitely separate. As soon as you're birthed out the source energy, you have your own vibrational code, and everything is different. So, you know, you can never go back into oneness. If you did, you wouldn't exist. You would be basically back into the manifesting arena of nothingness, and you can't go there. It doesn't exist anywhere. Because the light ship does not take light forms and turn them into nothing and over again and recreate out of them. So it's not like having a sandcastle on the beach and then having the water come and have it destroyed and put back into original sand. No, that's not the way it works. So the oneness aspect is not spiritual truth. It's just a teaching. And unfortunately, most people believe what's in text. So if it's written in a text and they read it, they think that it's real, and that's not the case. So we could do some water charging if you like, Sylvia.
That'd be great.
Into a little lighter note here.
Yes.
So we'll scroll down on your screen, if everybody would now, and come to the beautiful light being. And she's from the Creation Light Ship. As I've mentioned many times before, one of the people who went up on one of our conference calls on a four-hour session, I believe, on Saturday, she saw that and was able to draw it real time when she was on the conference call. This is one of our ascension calls that we're on once a month. And we're going to bring her energy into this, your monitor, into her picture. And if you have your glass of water, just get ready. In about the next minute, we'll be charging the water. So here we go. So we're activating her right now. And this takes about a half a minute to do. And she's connecting now with your monitor screen. We'll just keep those terms very, very gentle here. A very simplistic approach of how she energizes the photo. It's actually very complicated, but we'll just see the photo change on the monitor. And she's coming into it right now, and you may start to see the auric field around here, those light rays changing around her. She may have more color, different colors around her forehead. Her eyes will become a little brighter. And I love watching it because I move back and forth across my face of my monitor here, and her eyes will actually almost track you as you move back and forth. It's quite something to watch. And she'll start to put light into your living room or bedroom, wherever your monitor is now. The whole room will start to fill up with light energy. Remember, the light's only in the now. And right now she's activating. You may feel your heart center open up a little bit. You may feel this beautiful light energy coming to you. Right now, she's becoming three-dimensional on the screen.
looks like rainbow coming alive.
Yeah. And then she'll start to emit more light out of her eyes. Okay, she's in about 15 more seconds. She'll be fully energized. And she'll be energized for about a half an hour after this program. So if you want to just allow her to bless you and maybe do some healing work with you, just communicate with her in your consciousness. Just think inside of your head. Ask her for a healing. And she's ready now to charge your water. So just take your glass of water and put it in front of you. And put one hand on each side of the glass of water. And this will take about a minute to do. So you may start to feel your hands pulsate. You may feel like the water is a part of you as you start to integrate with it. You may feel warmth or tingles in your hands. Everybody has a different sensation. So just kind of just sit there and relax here. And allow her to do what she's doing for you. She's putting in light codes into this water. And this is to help you along your development of healing and detoxification. So I'll be back in about a minute here. Okay, so just take the glass of water now and have a sip of it here. I'm going to have mine right now. This time my water tastes a little bit thick. Very juicy, but thick. So it'll vary each time you have your glass of water when you get charged up. So how's yours taste, Sylvia?
Mine is really sweet tasting today. Almost like it's sugar and, a little thicker as well.
Okay, so everybody has their own little experience here. What I'll do is a sampling of the emotional healings that we talked about earlier. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. With the light shift, there's nothing for you to do. Just showing up is all that's needed here. So we're going to go a few years back in your life. We start from your current age going back to your birthday. And for us to become very, so we can understand what you're doing, they're working with your chakras. So this is about 1% of the healing. But we use the chakra numbers just to have a reference for them and for us to see the progress here and the way the healing actually is being worked with here. So here we go. So we're just tuning in to everybody right now. And what this is going to do is release from you the emotional traumas out of your life for the last few years. And they're bringing up your complete database right now on the creation light ship. Remember, they know who and what they are, or you are, because they created you. And here we go. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back for one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Okay. So that healing is done. I'll do one other healing. Now this is your sensory body. And your sensory body contains and holds the charges of how you input different frequencies into your body. So a lot of times we have sensory overload, which means this body is overloaded. And this also is a very, very nice healing. This one, oddly enough, the females do on the creation light ship. Most of the healing sessions are done by males, so you're going to feel a lot of real beautiful warm energy come into you right now. And they emit pure light energy, pure love energy. So they're getting ready to help us out here. This is the same process. Okay, here we go. From right now, this point in time, back to your last birthday. This is your sensory body. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Again, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more time. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And now one more, you're back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So you've had 3 plus years cleared in your life right now, which would be your last, say, 3 years. So if you like, look at something, close your eyes, look at a trauma that you've been through. It could be anything, a bankruptcy, a house burning down, a car accident, relationship problems, you know, we can go on forever for the real drastic ones. Just look at the situation right now, and it should feel very, very distant to you, like it happened through like somebody else's experience or like somebody else's movie. So you should feel disattached from it. So I'll give you about a minute to just check out this energy. You should also feel your body relaxing right now, too, because the relaxing process is your body actually going through a healing. Your muscles now are becoming less tense, so you can have more healing coming into your body. So we'll see you back in about a minute or so here, and just kind of focus on a few things. Okay, so you should feel a little better now. You shouldn't feel the traumas that you've had before. If you looked at them, they should feel very distant to you. And this is what the healing does. It's an instantaneous, permanent healing. You only have to have this done one time in your life. And it'll clear away all those densities that you've been working with and all these negative patterns that you keep recycling over and over and over again, and this takes them away completely. It takes away the traumas that you've been dealing with. And the whole ascension process is basically, are you willing to work on yourself to give your body eternal life? Okay? So that's the whole thing in a nutshell. You know, how much effort are you going to put in to help your body? Most people are caught up in instantaneous gratification. Maybe they have a brand new car, and maybe they can't afford to pay $5 for each year of their life, and they're 40 years of age, and they go, man, $200, man, I got to pay all my bills first. Well, that's a choice that you're making, you know, to have that car payment of maybe $400 a month versus having your body live forever. So this is, you know, your own particular choice. And it's very sad that people don't honor their bodies. And like we are right now, we're in a state of instantaneous gratification. And what happened here, because these negative ET forces came to us, these third and fourth dimensional ETs without souls came in to take away our spiritual energies and to, in a sense, steal our souls. They brought in all this beautiful, wonderful, high technology to us. And I'm not saying that's bad, just that we're kind of overboard with it. You know, I do like, you know, having a car, and I do like talking on the telephone and having this broadcast over the internet. But, you know, some people get overwhelmed with it. You know, if you look at the young children now, all they know is their computer. And that's their, probably their whole life is getting on the computer after school, playing games on it. And, you know, they're being sidetracked from their spirituality. Like what I said, you know, most races at the 250-year cycle, they start working on themselves. And at this point in time, if we do have the ascension in 5 years, and it could even be sooner, you know, they're already completed. And they're ready to take their body with them to a higher consciousness. And where are we? We're still, you know, like not even in kindergarten yet, because people just got awakened recently. And that's kind of the sad thing here. But the Earth Spirit is going to shift regardless. And it gave everybody a chance for an additional 2,000 years. So everybody had 4,000 years for this process. And it's not that hard. You have to be in your body. And you have to work on your body so it can ascend. So that's kind of all that I have to say about that. Do you have any other questions, Sylvia, that I can answer for people?
Well, I think that we've given them a lot of information today. It's excellent information, and I think that right now, probably because we are at about quarter to the hour, it would be a good time to go to the ship for a healing.
Okay, so this will work only live. This will not work on the archives because we still have abductions by other ships that are out there that are not the light ship. So this is why this only works in the real time when we're here with you live. So just kind of sit back and relax. And we're going to do probably about three different types of healings, maybe four on the light ship. And right now they're putting around you this beautiful cocoon of light energy. It's like white light energy, and you may feel your body change slightly during this process. And if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along, just think of them in your consciousness. If they're near you or on your lap, then that's fine too. And right now you're going up to the light ship, and we're there. It takes a couple of seconds, almost instantaneous. And it probably is instantaneous, but sometimes people get like to see on the way up, so they slow it down for us. I do have people who can actually see the white light tunnel that they travel through. And right now we're having our body scanned. We're checking our DNA to see who we are, and our animals and pets are leaving us now. And now we're going into another room, which we call the orientation room. This is where we're free choice to select the doctor teams. Doctor is an earth-based word down here. These are the healers on the Creation Light Ship who will help us with physical conditions that we have. And so we're going into the first room, and this room is a lot of people's favorites. They can take away back pain if you request that. Remember, your emotions stay here, so if you have the emotional body here with the back pain, it may not work 100% down here. But they will fix the back pain on the Creation Light Ship. So at this point, they're working with back pain. They're working with muscle pains, any type of pain in your body. This is what we call the pain release room. So I'll let you have this experience here. And I'll bring in a divine energy down for us to experience here. And Saint Germain likes to come in. So this is his first cause energy. This is not his energy from the Galactic Federation, which is very, very diluted. This is his first cause energy of his first creation. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 can ask Saint Germain for guidance if you like, and also healing. And I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, we're going to now go into another location. This is a beautiful location here. This is where you're going to be reunited with your spirit. The Creation Light Ship is going to recreate your spirit from your original creation. And so again, just kind of sit back and relax. And they're going to do this right now for you. And we're in this beautiful room. And across the wall of this room is your spirit. And it's now coming forward. I'm going to merge with you, so I'll count to 10 as it steps into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just enjoy this beautiful session right now. You're meeting yourself. Going to go to another location on the Creation Light Ship, and this room is where they can work with their spine. So if you have any problems with your spine, just request this right now, and we'll see what the doctors can do to help you, these beautiful light beams here. Thank you. Okay. We're going to go into one other location. This is where they have the beautiful dolphins. This will be the last room that we're going to be in. So just, again, sit back and relax here. And the dolphins are going to do their beautiful healing work on you. You're in a nice swimming pool with some beautiful water. It's liquid light energy water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. So we'll see you back again in a few minutes here. And request for healing. Okay, so now we'll come back to Earth here. So we're going into the orientation room where we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. And we're getting our animals and pets here, and they're now coming to us. And they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy, which will be with us for the next 5 days, so you can request additional healing. Remember, the light ship only sees you in the now. They're in the light, they only work in the now, and whatever and wherever you are in your life, with whatever condition you may have, situation, they see you as being perfect. So in order for you to change that, you have to request change. So we're coming back down right now, and now we're here. Okay, Sylvia, how was that for you?
That was beautiful. I really loved that opportunity to meet with our and merge with our own spirit. That was just incredible. What a gift.
Yeah, I really enjoy that one myself. So if anybody's new on the show, this is the same light ship that Jesus used for his ascension teachings and healings 2,000 years ago. And so we kind of go after that. It's about 98% the same. And the main thing is to be in your body. That's a must. So it looks like we're getting about time to sign off here. It's getting about that time. So I'll just kind of sit back and watch the light beam if you like. She's very beautiful, and she'll stay with you for the next half an hour. And request healings. I do other healings down here for people if you're interested. You can contact me at 877-384-3257. And the information is also, you know, on my different pages of information on this show. So just go there and you can read about different things. But the main thing is to get into your body. That's what you have to do for the ascension process. And that's about all that I really am here to help you with. And that's basically it, is to get into your body, whatever way you can.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, for the wonderful session today, all the great information and teachings and the beautiful healing. And it's such a gift for all of us. We really thank you. And for all listening, we will be back on the Internet radio program on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we hope to have you with us for another healing session. And is there anything else, Ron, do you want to mention about the conference calls this week before we sign off, if we have a minute?
Yeah, I do conference calls Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can connect with me if you like. I'm also going back to New York to the New Life Expo and also to Florida. So I'll be there end of this month and in Florida a couple of weeks after that. So, and then I'll also be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo there also in Florida, which will be in another location. I'll go to Fort Lauderdale first and then go to, I forgot what it is. It's Palm Beach, yeah. So anyway, we'll let everybody go and have a wonderful evening tonight. And remember, just keep the light being on for half an hour and ask her for healings. So we'll see you later and have a wonderful night. Thank you for coming aboard.
Goodbye. Blessings to all.